A staff was working on developing restorative practices in their New York City school. During this process, they learned that valuable models of work can be in places they may not expect.
When I was the principal of Humanities Prep, I went to a workshop about restorative justice. This is in 1997. And was really impressed. And it was given by some folks who studied under Lawrence Kohlberg, who had these theories of moral development. It was quite controversial, actually. And the implementation of it was through a fairness committee, what they call fairness committee. And so I went to this workshop, and then I went, and then the leader of the school was actually, called itself its own school, but it was actually a part of a larger high school. But it was Scarsdale High School, and Scarsdale Alternative School. Tony Aronella was the leader of the alternative school. So he invited me to come to see, and I was really impressed with the kids, you know, the kinds of roles they had and this and that. So my challenge, though, was going back to my team. We have a very democratic sensibility. And I knew that I'd be in trouble trying to pitch something that was at Scarsdale High School, understandably, right? You know. And so to make a longer story a bit shorter, we decided to have a team go out. They listened enough to say, okay, we'll take a look. But we made sure we brought kids along also, which was really shocking for the students, these inner city students going to Scarsdale. And, you know, when they would have their advisory class and meet with their advisor, it would be an hour or so off, and they'd get to go to a kid's home to have advisory, and the parent would leave a spread of food for them. You know, this is advisory? Is that advisory work with verbs? So that kind of thing. But we went to a town meeting where there's a, you know, there was a student who had violated a norm of the community and made a public apology, and, you know. So fortunately, it was understood very well by the kids, you know, because the teachers weren't so sure it would all work, but the kids were like, we can do this. Mm-hmm. And so so that was really encouraging, and it was very difficult to implement. But, you know, the groundwork for the school was similar to what you have been talking about, where there's this sense of everybody pitches in, and the idea of having a way to do discipline differently was enormously attractive, despite how difficult it is to actually maintain this program and to actually schedule the fairness committees and to do all that kind of work. But that was a key part of the development of the school, because it was a place where the core values of the school, which we were promulgating, could be used in terms of, and what we did, instead of having a code of conduct, what we had were these core values, and that any rule we would pledge to the kids that there was had to have a rationale that was linked to one of our core values. Otherwise, it shouldn't be a rule. And we had core values like, you know, respect for humanity, respect for diversity, respect for the intellect, respect for the truth, and then commitment to democracy, justice, and peace. Those were the seven core values. And then teachers ran with it in terms of actually developing coursework where it would be developed using the core values to help give thematic resonance to social studies classes, for example. You know, how is a commitment to justice found in feudal times? Where is the, you know, what does that really mean? And so on and so forth. And then the other kind of offshoot of that was in terms of awards that, in, you know, we had students who exemplified the core values, and they'd have to be nominated by students and outside of their own advisory was the way it worked. And then they would be nominations, and then the staff, so this was a curious bit of quasi-democracy, where the kids nominated, but then the staff decided who would actually get the award in terms of demonstrating a commitment to the core value or being a promising growth phase toward the core values. And it was amazing how the kids took to this and was like, I got diversity.